Welcome to Lead with Hope, your doTERRA educational and business mentoring podcast. I'm Amanda Boddick, walking my talk from consultant to presidential diamond, sharing my aha moments with you along the way. Because we have the power to change the world one drop of essential oil at a time. And that change starts with you. Hello, friends, and welcome to the second part of our little special series for anybody who is thinking about looking into starting any type of business. This is a very special crossover episode for my Lead with Hope listeners as well as my Guide to Guru podcast listeners. Yes, I do have two podcasts. For my Guide to Guru audience, we often speak about things that are far-reaching and basically anything to do with self-development and finding the resources you need to be the guru of your own life. Then, of course, my beautiful Lead with Hopers, my team Hope, on our Lead with Hope podcast, we talk specifically about running a doTERRA business and doTERRA products and the ins and outs of living an essential oils lifestyle. I felt that this series really would speak to both audiences, hence why we're doing crossover episodes. And the reason I wanted to share this with you is because those of you in the Guide to Guru community, if you're starting a business or considering starting a business, I just wanted to give you an overview of the different types of businesses out there and my experience. And yes, spoiler alert, open your eyes to the opportunity of starting with a network marketing business such as doTERRA, partnering with doTERRA. And of course, I will obviously, you know, in my biased opinion, highlight the pros of that. But if nothing else, I really want to give you my, my lessons, what I've learned so far to help shed the light for you on what you should be looking at and focusing on to get yourself up and running in whatever capacity it turns out to be, whether you've got a creative idea or pursuit, as it were. And perhaps you have a creative pursuit, or perhaps you're just a freedom seeker. You're a freedom seeker who is, you know, looking to make a real difference in the world, looking to create a life on your terms. Perhaps you have the idea already, or perhaps you're trying to figure out what that idea is. I want to really give you some building blocks in this special series to figure that out and to figure where you're going to start. And you know, not spoiler, but we touched on this in the first episode, is to really encourage and just kind of shake you by the shoulders and let you know that opportunity is out there. It's out there, guys. It is out there. And it's not for the lucky few. We are so fortunate to live in a day and age where business is changing. The barriers to entry to business are so low. And having a side hustle, as it were, or a side business, whether it stays as a side thing and is simply some additional income, or it becomes your main endeavor, there is so much opportunity out there to create abundance for yourself. And I want you to know that it's open to you too. So this, you know, that was a bit of a tangent. These episodes, of course, are for my beautiful Lead with Hope team and Lead with Hope listeners. Perhaps you have been building a doTERRA business, and or perhaps you can't decide whether you want to or not. I want to give you insight into the world of business as a whole and what's going on in different areas, you know, from people who are building a business from scratch, who are operating online, or, you know, like us, are working in network marketing, just to sort of open your eyes to not only what's going on, but help highlight the benefits of how working and partnering with doTERRA can really help us to achieve the lifestyle goals that we're after, but also the business goals that we're after. You know, perhaps we do have a creative endeavor we want to pursue, but in fact, maybe cutting our teeth in a network marketing business is the best way to go first, which we'll talk about in the next episode. And let's dive in. Let's dive into this episode. So in part two of what I've learned in business so far, I really want to talk to you about online business and the online space. So there is a basic premise of how to work online. And this basic premise is a lot different to the way you've experienced business, you know, bricks and mortar businesses, as it were. So let me just really create a line in the sand and help you appreciate that just because a business appears online doesn't mean they're necessarily running an online business or leveraging online marketing, because the online space, if you're operating and running a business from the online space, the psychology is quite different to a bricks and mortar business. So let me just explain. If you're a bricks and mortar business, just say you're a retail clothing outlet, you have a retail bricks and mortar store, you're running ads in magazines, you've got advertising in your windows, you likely have a website and have an online store, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're actually operating or leveraging online marketing or online business. And so what I mean is, you know, people are coming into your store, trying the dress on and buying it over the counter, or they're going to your online store, buying the dress, trying it on at home, and maybe sending it back to you and getting the next size up. But that person is operating from the same mindset, the same over-the-counter mindset, where they're basically seeing you as a store, whether it's a physical bricks and mortar store or an online store. Online marketing and online business is breaking down the store. It's whether you're selling a service or a product, it's realizing that how you are interacting with your customer is not about you standing behind a counter. You're not standing behind a counter and simply doing a transaction. That's not what an online business truly operating to the psychology and the benefits of the online space works. It's not transactional. An online business is really about building relationships, building rapport, and let me dive in, the basic premise. This is the basic premise of how to work online, is you create content to engage people, entertain people, inspire people, educate people. So you might be doing this for content through blog posts, through a podcast, through your Instagram posting and stories. So you're engaging with an audience and you're basically building their trust and rapport around an area, a topic. Then you are bringing them into your platform, whether they're following you on Instagram, whether they've signed up to your email list, you have a way to contact your audience. And once you have your audience and you've been, you know, finding out about them, you know, their wants, their needs, their pain points, all that sort of stuff, you know, you create a product or a service for them. So a product may be you're a creative, you've got earrings or handbags, or perhaps you're an expert and you're creating perhaps a course or a membership structure. So yes, an expert might create a membership or a online course, which do really well, which I'll talk about in a moment. And then we launch the product online. So launching, There's lots of different programs that you can look at that explain different ways to launch a product. But essentially, it involves positioning your customers and letting them know that you're launching something for sale, and positioning them to understand why it's important to them and why they want to buy it. And then you open your cart, you open your shop, for a limited time, and then you close it. And that is basically the premise of working online. And for many people, this launch process, giving content away for free, building a relationship, building the rapport, finding out what, you know, people want and need and how that aligns with your expertise, creating a product, launching the product for sale, closing it, which I've just said, sorry. You know, that you can create then into something called an evergreen launch, which is basically just automating that process behind the scenes. So basically, a lot of the work online is really about marketing yourself. I would say about 90% of the work. And I'm very conscious of including the idea of building relationships and building rapport, because we really, 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 again, need to understand that operating in the online world and the online space is not about a transaction, like we said. It's not about transaction. It's something more. And something more than just a transaction between two people, there's got to be love. There's got to be connection. There's got to be something tying these two people together. And there's a joke, or, you know, I heard somebody laugh about how the online space, when you look at it, you can quite often see it's just friends buying from friends quite often. So anyway, this basic premise can work really well for both experts and products. I want to dive into products, an example of how it works for people selling products first. And I'm going to give you an example from a friend of mine. She runs a business called Chickpea Handmade, which you can find on Instagram. She creates handmade clay earrings, which is beautiful. Go check it out. This basic premise, you will recognize straight away, is quite different to somebody selling a product in a retail store, where their retail store is basically open every day of the week, and their marketing efforts and how they sell is basically about getting as many people into their business as possible, into their bricks and mortar store. They might have an online store, but they're operating, behaving in the same way, just trying to get people in, traffic into that online store. Where if you're leveraging the psychology of online selling and the online space and why people are there, you're using this online structure, which is about opening and closing that door and only giving people a limited time to buy. Now, not everyone operates in this way, because life isn't black and white, but these are basically the two extremes. And so some businesses operate somewhere in between. But like I said, sorry, I was just getting my thoughts there. Like I said, it's more than just that transaction. So selling a product, and my friend does this extraordinarily well with Chickpea Handmade, is, you know, selling a product is phases. So the first phase is engaging your audience. And quite often when you're selling a product, it's simply showing people how it's made. And that's how you engage them. You show them how it's made. You give them that behind the scenes, so they can really start getting excited and curious and start owning this product even before, you know, it's available. And within this engagement, you know, quite often, and you'll see it with my friend at Chickpea Handmade, you're building a rapport by, you know, showing stuff that's happening with your family, you know, sharing stuff about your life, connecting with people on their other interests, not just necessarily about the product, because there's a no like trust factor that you will recognize if you've ever, you know, when you're on the other side of it, There's a no like trust factor that people want to engage in psychologically. Now, you could be really critical as we're talking about this and thinking, oh, so every interaction I'm having online is just some pre-thought out, you know, trap trying to get me just to buy something. Honestly, you know, perhaps there are people behaving that way, but as with, you know, how I see my friend at Chickpea Handmade, it actually, she actually just figured it out quite genuinely. I had to point it out to her how she was operating in this way. She didn't realize, but she just recognized that operating her business in this step-by-step that I'm about to explain just made sense, and I'll explain that in a moment. And so, you know, you can do this in a very genuine way, and people often, the most authentic, genuine people don't even realize they're doing it. But anyway, so this is the first bit. You're engaging people in some way. And then you're launching the product. You're positioning it for sale. Now, for a product, you know, how in-depth that positioning goes, how in-depth the pre-launch, as they call it, goes, will just depend on how complex the product is, how people need to understand it, what they need to wrap their head around. You know, with a pair of earrings, it's not necessarily that big of a positioning, other than, you know, perhaps you're donating to a charity, perhaps it's speaking to, you know, a trend or something or whatever, you know what I mean? And then you're launching the process, you're opening the cart, and you're giving people a limited time to buy because it forces their decision. This is one of the things in the online world, is that there are so many options all the time that we really need to force people into making a decision, whether it's a yes or no. And we do that by opening the door for a limited time. And then we close it and we go back to the start of the process. So operating in this way in the online space, particularly for somebody who creates a product, is really actually quite smart because it helps to streamline your business. You may remember in part one, we talked about creatives and how you can get really overwhelmed by, you know, marketing your creative services if there's no scope, no structure around what you're offering. So if you're launching a product, a tangible product in this way, you get the first, you know, the first phase of you're creating and developing new products and getting feedback on them in real time from people who are simply watching you do it. Then you've got the space to create the product to have enough on hand when you're opening your store. So you get all that done. And then you go to your online store and you open it, which means, you know, doing all the technical work that's required for operating an online store. And then when you close it, you're going to packaging and sending the product for the people who've just purchased. And then you go back to the very beginning and you start again. So it's a really great way to streamline the process of how you're working. Now, the same way works with an expert. So just say you are a naturopath, you are a life coach or a business coach, or maybe you are an online, you know, social media marketing coach, or you're a photographer who's, you know, marketing your services in some way. You know, probably that way is positioning yourself as an expert. So I just want to touch on this and why online courses particularly have worked, but why we see so many people positioning themselves as experts online, and how online marketing and business, when it comes to positioning your expertise, is different to just the bricks and mortar way that we've done it before. So in a bricks and mortar way, you know, you might be a naturopath, you have an office, you have an ad in the yellow pages, people call you when they have a problem, they come in and you give them the solution at an appointment. You know, in the online space, when people come to the online space, their psychology of why they're there and what they want and how they're operating is different. And it's because of search engines. It's because of Google. It's because we've grown up with this understanding that if you don't know something, you Google it. How often have you been guilty of this? Going online, going to those doctor websites, Googling your symptoms and self-diagnosing, or trying to find a solution on your own, because there is so much information available online now that often we will find the answer simply by Googling it. And we don't necessarily want to consult an expert and book, you know, book a one-on-one service. And quite often in the past, booking that one-on-one service was how you got the expertise, right? Now, when we go online, we're really wanting to find the answers ourselves. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we're not wanting to consult an expert. And in fact, if we can get our information from a credible source, we will often feel much, much more comfortable about it. We'll give that information more weight. And what we found in the online world is expertise is best serviced or best offered in like an online course or some kind of package where the person who is buying into that expertise is getting the knowledge themselves as well as the answers. So in the online space, when you're offering your expertise as a coach or a naturopath or something, you're not just giving people the answers, you're helping them understand how you came to those conclusions and how we find the information that gave us those answers, the knowledge behind the answers. And that's why online courses have done so well. And because people want a solution. And they, but they're wanting more than just the solution. They're wanting to understand the whys and the hows behind it. And that's often why you will see online courses positioned as my blueprint for you to achieve this. The 5 steps that I achieved the result of XYZ. And that's something to think about if you are operating in the online space as an expert. It doesn't mean you won't necessarily offer a one-on-one service, which again, this is where the gray is coming in. But just recognizing that offering your time one-on-one via Skype is not necessarily an online business per se. You're not necessarily operating as an online business with online marketing with this basic premise that I just stepped us through before. You're operating in that kind of bricks and mortar model, but bringing some elements of online business in. But again, this is what we're talking about. It's not necessarily black and white, but I gave you that black and white so you can understand where the gray might work in. So yeah, this is what operating in the online space is. And I love it. And I will talk a little bit to some of the pitfalls that you want to be aware of when you start operating in the online space. Which actually, let's go into them now. So when you start operating a business from the online space, you will hear a lot of talk about passive income or residual income streams. And this is because once you figure out what people want and the steps to do it, you can often automate those processes and to an extent have them sitting there for available for people to join, whether you know it's joining your Instagram or a webinar link or an email list link, and they go through this process. You know, you feed them in the information they need, and then it ends with the, you know, offering them the sale. This is a thing and does work in the online world. Some people, it's not necessarily offering a course. Like some people actually use advertising on their podcasts as a sort of passive-ish income stream because they I won't go into how podcast advertising works, but you know, if they're working on the podcast and building an audience who are listening to the podcast, if it's big enough, often advertisers will pay, and they pay per download. So the money from those advertisements will continue coming in. So yeah, there's a lot of talk online about passive income streams and seven figure incomes, because like there is an abundance of opportunity. The sky kind of is the limit, because you're not burdened by a bricks and mortar business with really high overheads. And the online space is open, it's energy. Everyone, you know, you simply connect with a computer and all this incredible landscape is available to us. The one thing that I do want to say and point out as somebody who has operated in this space. So, you know, I took my bricks and mortar wedding planning business, We Heart Events, and I created an online platform called Wedding Planning Masterclass. And Wedding Planning Masterclass was where I gave my experience as working as a wedding planner and stylist for free on a podcast and in blog posts, and created an online step-by-step course for people who are brides and grooms wanting to, wanting expert advice on how to plan and run their wedding without actually having to pay the wedding planner price tag, or they really wanted to just be engaged and do it themselves. And so I did create that, and it is there. It's open, available for people to join. And it's by donation at the moment. So, you know, there's no excuse. you can pay a dollar, you can pay the full value, which was $697. Like, you can pay anywhere really that you're comfortable with and what you can afford right now. And so you could argue that it's evergreen. But the thing about that course is that I still need to market it, really, if I want to leverage that quote unquote passive income. I still have to run Facebook ads, and thus people, you know, sign up to my email newsletter and get the information there. Like, it's a process that always needs attention. So it's not like a set and forget per se. You've still got, there's still something running that you need to keep an eye on, is what I'm saying. And getting it to the point where it might be bringing in regular income every single week, that's only going to happen if and when you've got an engaged audience and you're continuing to engage them. So again, the marketing never stops. So I just really want to just give you the reality is marketing never stops if you want the passive income to continue. Does that make sense? So a lot of your work in the online world is marketing yourself. Once the product or service is created, once you've figured out how to get people into it and wanting to buy it, you still have to continue with the marketing efforts. So there's not necessarily anything, you know, quote unquote passive necessarily about it. And if you're wanting a glimpse into the realities of the online world, you know, there are many people out there talking about online business. I know the Being Boss podcast is really great. There's Amy Porterfield, who is really incredible. What I've heard and sensed and seen with what they're doing is definitely, where things are at the moment is online courses, online courses and memberships over, you know, one-on-one services. That's where people are making their money, if it makes sense. There's somebody else I want you to check out. Her name's Carly Nimmo, and she does have a podcast. And she really talks to the truth of operating an online business, because it's taken her quite a number of years and testing and testing things and trying things to really understand what her audience wants from her. And she's really honest about it and very truthful. And I have, particularly in the beginning, I really appreciated that honesty. Because again, in the online space, just as we do as a person on Facebook and on Instagram, we only put up the highlights. So getting it right in the online space can take some time. And that's good to remember. One of the final points that I will touch on, which is a little bit left of center that kind of didn't sit anywhere, was if you are operating in the online space, don't worry about keeping things simple. Keep it simple. You know, once you start delving into all the technology available and yada, 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 you know, you could easily spend, and I will put my hand up and say, I was spending $1,500 a month on all my operational costs for running an online course because I had all the, you know, bells and whistles for the platform and the logins and all that sort of jazz. And I've actually now I'm able to run that same course for $35 a month. I know, how terrible is it? How terrible is it? Because I took all the bells and whistles off and I came up with creative solutions. And so that course now sits there and operates and only costs me $35 a month. And I highlight that to you because, again, so many of us, when we're creating something from scratch, it will take some time to build, and you want the money and the cash flow to start off with, but also you don't want to overcomplicate things. And you may actually find, like my two favorite bloggers of mine, Claire Baker and Vienda Maria, who run the Heartfelt Biz, which is an incredible, as an aside, the Heartfelt Biz is an incredible course on how to create an online business. It's very, very affordable. I'll put a link in this podcast episode. I highly, highly recommend it if you're wanting to go further into how to create an online business. And they both are great examples of keeping things simple. And they've been operating in the online world for the better part of nearly a decade, I think. They're getting to, or at least Claire Baker's on her sixth or seventh year. I think Vienda's been operating for a little bit longer. So there we go. There are the ins and outs of what I've learned so far of running a business online. So you may recognize this sort of step-by-step formula of working online. You know, it may have opened your eyes to, you know, what Instagram influencers are doing, or you know, online marketers, how they're working, you know, the people that you're following on Instagram, and certainly can give us as wellness advocates, those of us who are operating a doTERRA business, can give you some insight into, you know, what we can do online to leverage online marketing and selling our products as an online business, which is something we can go into at a later stage. And in fact, that's something that I will work very closely with my own team on, is understanding that psychology of working online. It is a little bit different with doTERRA, so we take what works and we leave what doesn't. Because of course, doTERRA, our products and our products are available all the time. You can always join, you know, get your membership pretty much at any time. And that's where the monthly special comes in. So, you know, the monthly specials are basically the door opening and closing a little bit. Does that make sense? So, what was my final thought? I've had so many. I hope that has just given you some insight into how to create a business online. Like I've said before, if you're looking at creating your own business, you're starting from scratch, you're wanting to offer something in the online space, I highly recommend Marie Forleo's B-School. It's offered once per year. Or if you're looking to get started straight away and you're certainly looking for something a little bit more affordable, I highly recommend The Heartfelt Biz by Claire Baker and Vienda Maria. There is a link in the profile of this this series. So I'm going to leave it there. It would be great to get your thoughts, your questions, your feedback. Feel free to email me hello@amandavodick.com or come over to Instagram @amandavodick and just shoot me a DM and let's have a chat. I would really love to know what else I can help you with. All right, beautifuls, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Namaste.